Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
More Zika news. On Monday, the World Health Organization declared the Zika virus a public health emergency of international concern. In Brazil, over 1 million individuals have already been infected, over a million people, by the mosquito-borne virus, which has been connected to cases of microcephaly, the disease which makes babies born to infected mothers. They have underdeveloped brains. And last week, the organization stated that the virus, which is transmitted by these AIDS mosquitoes, is spreading explosively through the Americas. So the push to draw the global attention was spurred by a growing concern that it could cause more birth defects all over the world. The outbreak began in Brazil. You know, we've talked a lot about it in the last week or two. Personally, I know so many people who have canceled their trips to the Caribbean and Jamaica and Mexico and South America and any place where there really is the outbreak or these mosquitoes have been spotted. I don't know how you spot a particular type of mosquito over another mosquito, but, you know, the experts, they really do know these sort of things. And that the fact that there's a lack of vaccine and an absence of population immunity in these newly affected countries were additional causes for concern. The latest news comes after a U.S. official last week stated that Zika outbreak in the U.S. is unlikely. However, now that they're not really saying that anymore, now they're saying it's most likely that it will be here. The Olympics is going to be a perfect dissemination vehicle for it as people from all over the world converge in Brazil and then return to their home countries, which might also harbor these type of mosquitoes. So I know that the Olympics is a huge concern for a lot of people, and the WHO has only declared a public health emergency of this magnitude, and this is what I find fascinating, three times since 2007, the declaration of a public health emergency occurs when there is an extraordinary event which is determined to constitute a public health risk to other states through the international spread of a disease and to potentially require a coordinated international response. So this is not something that they do lightly. It's not something that they do easily. They are actually telling women in certain parts of the world not to get pregnant for a year to 2 years. They're warning that women between the ages of 20 and 40 not even visit these countries. The virus itself manifests itself similar to the flu, so it's not a very severe virus if you get it and you're not somebody that has to worry about having babies. However, I think that it's turning a lot of people off. People with children are getting afraid. And as for me personally, we were looking to take a cruise in March, and now we're not going to. I mean, I bet you can probably get pretty good deals right now. Although I'm not sure that that's exactly a reason to go to a place where this virus has been spotted. So it's a shame for the tour industry in all of those places. I think that it's a scary virus just for the fact that the World Health Organization is looking so closely at it and making such a big deal that I think we have to really, really take it very seriously. And now, you know, I've done recently on the happiest states. Well, what about the healthiest states in the U.S.? And this put out recently, the United Health Foundation, along with the American Public Health Association, has put together the 2015 rank of its healthiest and least healthiest states in the nation. And just like it was for the happiest state in the nation, Hawaii is the best state for your health, with Vermont, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Hampshire. Well, we'll see after the caucuses in New Hampshire coming up soon, if they're still a healthy state. Connecticut and Utah, and the least healthy states are Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, West Virginia. There seems to be a trend. So we're going to talk more about this. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.